Welcome back to No One Cares About This Podcast. We're doing the podcast without the mic today, so it won't pick up my fucking breathing, because I'm a fat ass and you can hear me from a mile away with a mic.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, so hopefully this is better.
Yeah.
We'll find out later. Should have grabbed another drink before we did this. I'm an idiot.
I mean...
No, just leave it. So when I go get one, I'll literally run to my car.
That's true. I don't know. Should I discuss how I have a fucking drinking problem?
Should I discuss how I have a problem, but I'm not going to say what it is on this podcast?
Yes. Well, actually, we don't really need to discuss either of these things.
No. Just know that Eric and I both have problems, which I'm sure you guys could figure out a long time ago.
I have a lot of mental baggage. I constantly overthink things, and sometimes that's a good thing, but most of the time, it's a bad thing.
Well, I constantly overthink things too, but then I go to the worst case scenario and go, that's probably gonna happen. Like, usually does, so.
I also have this annoying habit where I, like, play out scenarios in my head, and then when I actually go to do said things, they never pan out that way because this weird curveball comes into the mix.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, that thing you wanted to do? Yeah, you can't do that now.
I asked if we can go there and do a podcast, and she's like, that's fine, and we just...
You know what? It's okay. We don't need to anymore. Maybe on a different day.
Yeah.
I have also gotten to the completely stressed out realization that I have to find a better job sooner than I thought I did.
Yeah, you're about to be screwed.
Everyone's jumping fucking ship, and I'm about to get fucking three people's workloads pushed onto me.
Because
I clearly don't see them hiring anyone else.
All right, we're not going to say what I discussed with you, but I know certain people at my job that are jumping ship. The only reason we're not saying it is because people I work with actually listen to this now.
Yeah.
And they don't know what's going on. Yet, I do, so I'm sure someone's going to come up to me and go, what do you know that I don't? Don't ask me.
That's kind of like how I'm over here trying to figure out what...
With your job, though, you should literally be like, I want 50 cents per person who's leaving, and I know I have to tack on the workload, so give me more money.
Yeah. Oh, and then here he is.
Oh, perfectly fucking timed.
It's whatever.
I'm gonna get a drink.
I don't know. Where are you going? Oh, there goes Chunk.
Where are you going?
She doesn't even know where she's going.
I thought Zaudi was coming by.
He came and left. He mostly came just to get money from me and then talk to me about shit. Which. You're not gonna like this, but as of September 1st, he is 100% officially gone.
Like, no more Meriden location, period?
I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know he said he's going to Texas and not coming back. I don't know if he tried to work something out with Mitch, but even if Mitch was to take over that location, I have zero idea how the fuck he'd get to and from there, because Zadi and his dad were the ones that brought him to and from work.
Mm. And Mitch hasn't indicated he's going to move to Texas.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's going to happen there.
Hmm.
So, you might find yourself in between a rock and a hard place, because I don't know what shop is going to fucking put all those parts on the Forester that you supply.
Yeah, well, that just means I just gotta fucking go and get it registered, like, in the next week or two, and then fucking
bite that expensive-ass bullet.
Yep. Have him fucking do it. I just got my head studs today. Yay.
I diffused the sand door.
You know, he tried to vent to me about fucking Stop and Shop points or fucking whatever. And I'm like, I mean, I get what you're saying about the whole hiding the receipt fucking part. But it's like, who the fuck cares if the fucking gas is like 20 cents more a gallon here? Or if you have to drive 20 plus minutes round trip and waste however many gallons of gas to go to somewhere that's fucking cheaper. Like, just go somewhere that's fucking convenient. I'm like, I just buy gas.
Well, I only noticed it today, but ever since Citgo has become Cumbies, there is actually no price difference between cash or credit now.
I still haven't had to fucking fill up since it turned to Cumbies.
Mm.
Give it another week or so, and I should. But
yeah, and then I talked to Dave briefly today. He's like, it's annoying, because now that I have the NX registered, I had plans to, like, wash it and then take it out. And then his entire, like, weekend got turned into, oh, you gotta do all this other bullshit, so he had no chance to do anything with it.
Yeah, I was asking if he was stopping by, and he was like, oh, we're not a call. And our time is
3:40. I don't know. And then, surprisingly enough, I haven't heard from Micah and Amanda in a while.
Yeah, they were playing board games yesterday.
I mean, I see Mike has been playing the Mass Effect trilogy.
Oh, that's reason enough to be tied up.
Yeah.
Well, he's been doing that for the past 2 months now.
Well, he got 3 games to play through. I don't know if he's being super thorough with each one.
Not very. He doesn't have a whole lot of time to do, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And then Alden thought I was going to blow him off to play Genshin, and then I explained to him that right now, Genshin actually annoys me a little bit, because I have to do this annoying fucking puzzle to progress in the story, and it's not difficult, it's just time-consuming and annoying.
What isn't at this point?
Curry?
No, I can imagine making curry would be very time-consuming, actually, and annoying.
Probably.
Especially since I have no idea how to make it. And no fucking room at my sister's to make it.
After the little mini-rant you had with my dad about your sister has way too many fucking plate sets.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
And then you're going to jokingly give me a Hello Kitty fucking toaster oven.
No, I'm giving that to you. It's going to go missing one day, and then I'm going to be like, oh yeah, Eric has it. If you want it back, we have to clean your whole fucking apartment.
Eric is holding it hostage for me.
Seriously, Emily will have no way of getting it unless she's like, Mom, go get it from Eric, and in which case I'm going to be like, Eric, don't you dare give that to my mother. I'll tell you to smash it before you give it to my mother, because I'll go buy Emily another one.
I might make toast just because I want to see how this, if it actually puts the Hello Kitty face on the toast.
Well, it's supposed to. And if you do that, put it back, like, in its packaging, because Emily will freak out. Because even though she's a hoarder, she's a germaphobe.
Why hasn't anyone, or did somebody make a toaster that does the Jesus face on the bread?
Oh.
Somebody should. Remember when that was a thing? Like, when somebody found it and then made its rounds on the internet?
I remember a couple years back, there was a Darth Vader toaster, and it put Darth Vader's face on toast. I figured it was shaped like his helmet, to be honest.
Well, otherwise what? It's going to be black? You're just going to have black toast?
It's going to be a burn victim.
Yeah, it's just going to be burnt toast. That's it. Like, and it's going to cut out certain shapes so it looks like a fucking disfigured human.
A quadruple amputee.
Exactly.
It'd be funny if, while it was making the toast, James Earl Jones starts talking to you. In the Darth Vader voice.
Yep.
We only have a few precious years of James Earl Jones left. He's like 91 or something.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's one of the next celebrity casualties. Like, you know, January or some shit.
Yeah, well.
Do you know, like, how every fucking winter we get just bam, bam, bam. Like, all these fucking famous people die that people love.
Well, that's kind of like how Alex Trebek died, and I don't know if they ever decided to get a replacement so they can keep Jeopardy going, or if they just killed Jeopardy off.
They just killed Jeopardy off.
They should have just given it to Steve Harvey at this point.
They should have given it to, actually, Will Ferrell playing Alex Trebek, because he was perfect. I don't care. He did the best fucking job in the world.
I thought they were going to give it to Lamar Burton.
I think they were, but, like, I'm saying, like, when Will Ferrell played Alex Trebek on SNL.
I remember Jeopardy. That skit. It was good.
I know, but he played, like, the perfect Alex Trebek. Like,
yeah.
So give it to fucking Will Ferrell. Fuck it. We'll play Alex Trebek. I would have literally watched every episode.
On an unrelated note, I just realized something. I can actually get a shitload of wood. For free. The only catches, I might have to hang out with the guy.
I don't want to know.
No, Shane and Jana's neighbor.
Oh, the dude who lives behind them?
Yeah.
The landscaping dude.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. Why would you not want to hang out with him?
Yeah, what? Just don't come home fucking wasted from hanging out over there.
The thing is, it's like, Mike's a cool dude.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with him. He's just one of those people that has a very loud projecting voice.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like Bird in that regard, where sometimes he gets a loud.
Yeah. I was going to ask him for a job in landscaping on the weekends, because I need extra money. No one's going to help me.
I kind of miss it when Nellis did side jobs, because I actually wouldn't mind working with him again.
Yeah. I had a bad idea, but it would be good.
What?
Let's start our own landscaping and just do it on the weekends.
We don't have a truck, lawnmowers, or freaking weed whackers or any of this shit to get started.
I can borrow my mother's. And just throw them in the back of my car.
Okay.
What? I thought about doing that. It's easy money.
It's not a horrible idea.
Fuck off me.
Just charge like $50 a lawn every week.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than anyone else is doing it for, because they're like, oh, $100, and I have a whole crew. No, I have two people. Me and one other person.
Well, then it turns into... But then...
What?
We'd have to find someone to field test this on, because some people are super anal about, like, oh, you didn't cut it the way I wanted. The fucking got intersecting lines and shit.
Okay, give me my $50. I'll never come back. See ya. I don't care. And I know how to mow a lawn, so there's no intersecting lines. Okay, whatever.
Sometimes people have freaking, like, trees and obstacles in their yard.
Yeah, it's not hard to go around.
I know that.
Whatever.
Yeah?
Nothing. I don't know.
What's in a wonder ball?
Oh, shit.
It was hard candy and stickers. There. I just ruined it for anyone who never had a wonder ball.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those.
So you ruined it for no one.
Pretty much.
Fucking gnats. Fuck you.
Oh, I'm only staying until 9, by the way, because... I like to sleep and get up at a normal time instead of being late for work like it was this morning.
Were you late to work this morning, Ed?
I actually got there not super late. I got there and the time clock said 8:05. So nobody said shit.
Well, be lucky that you can get in at fucking 8.
Jesus Christ. Things are brutal today.
Because since certain people at my job are jumping ship, I have to get in earlier. Oh, God damn it.
Mm. Yeah, apparently a lot of people are jumping ship over there, too.
Yeah. Mm. Now...
Oh, I have to say, too, at work, it's the first time where we have workers, and I don't know who the fuck they are, because they're just showing up and working. They're like, they're not getting tours, they're not getting interviews, nothing, they're just getting hired. I'm like, who are you? Because I don't know you.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. Some fat bastard with a fucking Ford F-150, I don't know.
You fat bastard.
Yeah, pretty much. I barely interact with him, but I don't know who the fuck he is, so.
Nah. Get the fuck out of here, you little bastards.
Oh, by the way, random as fuck. But yesterday I went to go to Tacos Mi Nacho, and they were closed, so I went across the street to Wendy's.
Yeah.
They have a jalapeno poppers sandwich.
Yeah.
Which is delicious.
It's news to me.
Sounds like a fiery asshole later.
No, not really for me.
Oh, your body's immune to the jalapeno.
Yeah. Mm. Jalapeno is nothing, are you kidding? I'm like, oh, there's spice in here. Oh, it was a jalapeno, never mind. Mm. Oh, that's a thing my older sister doesn't own. Pepper. She doesn't own pepper.
What the fuck? I put that shit on everything.
I know, she's like, it's too spicy, and I'm like... It's pepper? Pepper.
You basic white bitch.
She is. She doesn't like seasoning on any of her food. I'm like, oh my God. Every time we get pizza, if we get it from Pop, she goes, you guys not put oregano on it? And I'm like, I have to call them back. Hi, this is the same order you just took. One of those pizzas put oregano on it. Why? Because I like the taste of oregano?
And my basic ass white bitch fucking sister doesn't.
Yeah. So whenever we go to Pop, she gets her own, I get my own, and they don't cross-contaminate because she can't stand oregano. And I'm like, it's nothing. It tastes like nothing. I really, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oregano is like the most mild, like, seasoning, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't handle that, you can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
But you can't handle pepper either. Whatever.
What the fuck does she eat then?
Salt.
How can you handle salt, not pepper?
I don't know.
It's like on the same scale.
Yeah, well, tell it to her, and she won't listen.
All right, we're going to throw we're going to mix things up a little bit. Take some cumin, bitch.
She has cumin. She uses it, but she doesn't use pepper.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
I think cumin has more spice to it than pepper does.
Yeah, it does. But she's like, no, I can't notice. I'm like, how the fuck do you notice pepper and you don't know it's cumin?
Just put some crushed red pepper on there.
Whatever.
Oh, no, this is a dick move, but I'm going to suggest it anyway. Get those fucking super spicy fucking pepper flakes and then just secretly sprinkle it in something.
Well, I already fucked with her yesterday and she didn't even know. I made mac and cheese and I have pepper that I hid from her so she didn't throw it out. And I cracked some in the mac and cheese and she didn't notice.
At that point, I'd be like, ha! You do like pepper. I put it in there, bitch.
No, I asked her. I'm like, do you notice anything about that mac and cheese? She goes, no. I'm like, really? Because it's got pepper in it. As soon as I said it, she noticed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, you're just fucking faking it. It's just for attention.
It's the same with her fucking...
The whole germaphobe shit.
Well, it's also the same thing with her fucking legs. They're not fucked up anymore. You're fine. Walk around, bitch. It's really getting annoying at this point.
Yeah, so she basically, she seeks attention, and she comes up with all these scenarios and makes shit up to make people feel bad for her or fucking whatever, you know, floats her goat.
I'm more confused as to how she has a boyfriend.
Mm. I met him, actually, and he's super, like, afraid of COVID, like... I'm like, okay, Andrew, you already have the vaccine. You're wearing a mask. I don't have the vaccine. I'm wearing a mask. What's the problem? I don't want to get it. Why are you worried if you have the vaccine?
Well.
Oh, no, you'll get a little sick.
Exactly.
I could die.
Exactly.
Shut up.
That's exactly what I was about to tell you. Like, you could potentially be hospitalized and die. Whereas I might just get a mild flu.
Yeah, and I'm just like, Andrew, shut the fuck up. I'm like, this is why you two are together, because you're both pussies.
That new variant is pretty fucking...
I hope I get it and die so I don't have to deal with any more people worrying about COVID. I'm just going to be honest.
It's pretty, you know... I don't want to say the word scary, per se, but it's definitely ramped up quite a bit.
I'm still not worried about it.
I'm not worried about getting it. I'm not wearing a mask when I go out and shit.
Like, I'll wear a mask if I'm going to, like, Walmart or Target or a place that has large groupings of people.
Especially Walmart, because Walmart's fucking full of dirty ass motherfuckers wearing fucking Cookie Monster sweatpants and shit.
I don't give a shit anymore. I'm like, I'll walk halfway into a store. Do I need a mask? No? Okay, good. I don't care. Or I do? Well, deal with me anyways. Fuck off. I'll be out of here in 5 minutes. Because I'm like most of the people in here. I know what the fuck I want. I know where it is.
The thing that I'm worried about is that if this shit keeps getting worse, they're going to roll the mask mandate back out. And I was like, I don't really want to do that.
You know what I want them to do again? Have everyone work from home so I don't have to deal with bullshit traffic anymore.
Are you going to have, like, a fucking 200 grand CNC machine at your house? Like,
no, I'll go to work every day. I just want to deal with less people on the fucking road.
Yeah, that was great.
I loved that. I was like, oh my god, there's no one over at Blomp.
I did notice one thing today when I left late as fuck. There was no fucking traffic for me to deal with.
Yeah, I had to deal with just a little bit on 91, but there's always some there because where I get off to go on 691 is the same fucking spot with a 15, Route 15 exit is, or on-ramp. Yeah. So I have to deal with that, so I just go around most of the time and jump on 691 from the other side.
Although this morning there was one thing that happened that I thought was mildly comical, just because I'm a freaking stupid fanboy.
Douche.
Well, I was over at the light waiting for it to change by Splash this morning. And I'm waiting for it to change so I can take my left. And then to my immediate right-hand side, there was a fourth-gen Accord coupe. We kind of just gave
each other... What color was it? Because I saw one driving around on Wolf Hill like 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
It was that gold tan color.
That's the same guy.
What's annoying is you can still get the majority of 4th-gen parts, but you can't get basically any 3rd-gen parts except for, like, universal bullshit.
What fucked me up today...
I get in my car, I start it, I'm about to leave the packy, and this person pulls up, and it was a 6th-generation sedan. So the sedan version of Nellis's, 2 coupes. Like 98 to 01 or 02. And I see it's got the same classic plates as you have. And I'm like, that's considered a classic now? Holy fuck.
But that...
It's over 20 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was like, fuck, that makes me feel old. I gotta get out of here.
Well, it's kind of sad and upsetting that, like, pretty much everything I like is in the, like, I like all this 80s shit, and it's all 40 plus, 30 to 40 years old
now. Yep.
Yep.
And it's like, the popular shit, yeah, they still make parts for that, but what I have, which isn't popular, there's nothing for it.
Mm-hmm.
If I got that car 10 years ago, I would have still stood a fighting chance of getting parts, but everything was discontinued in the early 2000s.
Yep. So now you need someone like me to learn programming to be able to make you shit.
Yeah. I can go online and get all the fucking schematics and shit, but I don't think any of them have, like, measurements or anything.
Well, if you get a blueprint, it should have measurements. Whether it's in metric or standard, it doesn't really matter. Because I can convert metric.
Well, I've seen plenty of, like, breakdown charts with part numbers on it, but I don't see any measurements on them.
That sucks.
Yeah. Kind of like my taillight that's half broken. Yeah, I'm never going to get a replacement for that. Because that entire piece is that whole tail pan section. And everyone I've talked to that also has a coupe is like, yeah, that shit's a common problem. We have no way to fix it. Every once in a while, one of those panels pops up, but it usually gets sold within, like, the same day.
So you find a fabricator.
I would have had an easier time finding parts if I had a hatch instead of a coupe, but even hatch parts are hard to come by. And I am now watching two bats having a little, like, fight, but they went off into, like, the tree distance. So, oh, there's one of them.
Bat.
Oh, that reminds me of fucking Friday night. Well, technically Saturday morning, because it was, like, 4 in the morning when I went home, because I had a great Friday night. I was over by, Kurtz.
Okay.
So the road where Bizzuto's is going through the Kurtz Farms, whatever. And as I'm pulling, like, I'm pulling up to go left or right.
Schoolhouse.
Yeah, but, like, as I'm pulling up, all of a sudden this bat flew out in front of me. The body of this bat was this fucking big around. It was massive. And I knew it wasn't a fucking bird because of the little fucking, like, weird claw feet they have.
Yeah.
So it was a massive bat.
What type of bats are native to this area?
Normally small ones.
Like that one.
Yeah. So, like, this bat had a wingspan as big as my windshield, if not bigger.
That is the fucking big fish in the small pond.
Yeah, I was like, is this Jumanji? What's going on right now?
No, he's the one that fucked up everything else and, like, lasted way, way long into his life cycle. And, like, he's that grizzly fucking war vet.
Yeah.
Like, you think he's a frail old man that'll fuck your shit up, like, in a second.
He's like the Christopher Lloyd of bats.
Anyway, is that what you're looking for?
No, the problem is that's the end piece. I need the inside piece. But the inside piece is the entire fucking panel. I can get the outside corners that aren't attached to the trunk.
Hmm.
And then...
Come on, pull up.
That third gen that's in Mitch's condo complex is a SEI because that was the only way you could have gotten that blue-green color. So that car has the disc brakes in the rear and all the fun features I've been trying to find for mine.
Oh.
I want fucking cup holders and an armrest, goddammit.
Well, I just want to say, not related to what you just said, I'm glad the bats are out because they're eating the mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, the gnats are fucking out in full force tonight.
Yeah. Explains why I'm not really getting bitten by mosquitoes anymore.
Annoyingly, I left the 4-pack in my car for a day and a half, so it turned into hot as fuck. So I couldn't do anything with those.
Hmm.
I gotta. Maybe I'll drink like one or two of those tomorrow, but I couldn't do anything with them today.
It's on the fridge.
And then,
By the way, am I the only one who thinks that the world's, like, really coming close to an end now? Because every time I go outside, I'm like, oh, cool, it's hazy as fuck out.
Yeah, well, it's because of all the wildfires that are raging on the West Coast.
Great.
Yeah.
Can Yellowstone go off, by the way, please?
Right. If you haven't been keeping up on it, there's, like,
I have been keeping
thousands of fucking acres of just, like, raging fires.
Oh, I've been keeping up on Yellowstone more than I have been the fires.
When is that supposed to...
Yellowstone is supposed to...
It should have happened 100 years ago.
No. It should have happened, like, 10,000 years ago.
Well, yeah, but, like...
But the first gap was 800,000 years, the second gap was 600,000 years, and now we're at the 600-and-some-odd-thousand years.
But
so they don't know if it's going to go off now or in another 100-and-some-odd-thousand years. The problem is...
Whenever it does go off, we're all fucked.
Well, yes. Well, the whole world's fucked. But the whole thing is they keep saying, like, earthquakes will become more prominent and more massive. Well, in the past fucking month since they put that video out saying it's not going to happen anytime soon, the magnitude of the earthquakes has jumped 3 times. So, like, it was like, what were they saying? They were saying it's like 2-point-something size earth or like magnitude earthquakes. Now they're like almost 7.0 magnitude earthquakes.
Those are big earthquakes.
Yeah, in Yellowstone, and they said there's hundreds of them happening in a month.
Oh, great.
And I'm like, okay, so fuck you. You were wrong a month ago. This is probably going to happen very fucking soon.
And on top of that, and on top of the wildfires.
Yes.
That have actually been happening all fucking year, but, like, there's just a shit ton of them happening right now, concurrently.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the footage of the major flooding in Germany?
Yeah.
Did you see the one where in China they got a year's worth of fucking rainfall in, like, a couple-hour period?
Yep. Yeah, they got it in, like, less than a day. That was crazy.
Yeah, so... Shit's getting real, like, fast.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Yep.
Can't wait for the end.
Yep.
I'm okay with it. I don't give a shit.
I'm glad I don't live on the coast or on a fault line or in Tornado Alley.
The East Coast is on a fault line.
it's not a fucking active one.
No, it's not, but it's still a fault line. So if there was anything of significant magnitude that happened over here, we could potentially go into the fucking sea too, which sucks. Yeah,
but I mean, there was like, let's say two earthquakes that were like a magnitude one or two in my entire lifetime over here.
Yeah.
Whereas like California,
they have them all the time because they're on tectonic plates.
Or even Japan, which is also on a fault line, tectonic plate, yeah, fucking whatever. Like, they had that big Fukushima one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hey, the toad.
Toad Leode?
I can't see it.
It's right next to the fire pit. It's going towards the edge.
Okay, now I see it.
Yep. Almost to the day, 10 years later, there was another bunch of major earthquakes in that same region of Japan.
Mm.
And it totally, like, completely fucking fucked up a bunch of stuff, but mainly, like, there's this one place called Ebisu.
Yeah.
Which is both a zoo and basically a drifting race park with, like, five or six different tracks or whatever. And one of the areas had this massive landslide.
Yeah.
And it took out, like, big chunks of, I want to say, two or three of their tracks. And it was just, like, this dude I follow took aerial footage with a drone and whatever, and it was just, like, take the biggest, let's say the high-intensity power line clearings through the forest or whatever, where they're going down a hill. Like, the biggest version of that you can think of, and that's just, like, thousands of fucking pounds of fucking earth. Just, like...
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, that's, like, that reminds me of, I think it's the Canary Islands off of the west coast of Africa. There is I believe it's a volcano, so I think it's on a fault line. But if the volcano becomes extremely active all of a sudden, it has the potential to create a massive landslide, which is going to go into the ocean. And the tsunami waves are supposed to reach from Boston to Miami.
Yep.
And supposed to be hundreds of feet high. And when that happens, I can't fucking wait. Because Cheshire will become a lot fucking closer to the ocean.
Yeah.
We won't get hit, but...
We might have a new beach down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, all of our houses will fucking triple in value, because they're all beachfront now.
Yeah, right? All of Waterbury's property, I'm sure it'll fucking...
No, Waterbury becomes the new Atlantis.
That wouldn't happen, because it's on a hill.
Hey.
Oh, slightly different, but I saw this thing last night about how New Zealand proper...
Yeah.
Is actually just like the mountaintop region of this continent.
Yeah, that's underwater. Yeah. I watched something like that like a week ago. Yeah, it's like the eighth hidden continent.
Well.
And it's comparable in size to Australia.
Yeah.
The whole thing. If the water receded.
Which it's not going to anytime soon.
It's no, going it's going to rise. They say by 2021, majority, yeah, will be underwater.
By 2020, what?
51.
Oh.
Yeah, or 2100 is what I meant.
Yeah.
I think I said 2021. My bad. It's that year. Well, I meant 2100.
Is this a simulation?
Yes.
Well, it'll be comical when ground up is underwater. Because
I can't wait until they fucking lose every fucking penny in that place.
Well, that's funny, because it probably will be in the next 50 years.
Well, since...
Ken's going to be dead in 50 years.
Yeah, well...
Well, you know what? Fuck it. I hate Joe, so fucking... I hope it fucking happens to him if he takes over the company.